The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
Thank you for joining us today for a very special Easter edition of Kingdom Connection. Today we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because of His death and because of His resurrection, our sins are forgiven, Satan is defeated, and we have eternal life forever. Jesus has conquered the grave. So go ahead and gather your family around today, wherever you're viewing during this Easter season, and let the story of Easter have an incredible impact on your life. I really believe there's scenes and there's things that are in songs that are going to touch you and make real to you Jesus is alive. Happy Easter, everybody.
In the streets of Jerusalem, crowds gather in anticipation. They have heard the most extraordinary news. A time for celebration and song. It's the arrival of the King.
We often ate meals together, just the 12 of us with Jesus. Those times were special. There were no crowds, no one to distract us. We were able to just sit and be with Jesus, to recline next to Him and soak in every bit of wisdom He had to give. Though I would love to tell you the night was pleasant from there on, that we had a wonderful dinner and laid our heads down in peace, that's not how this story goes. I cannot explain to you the heartbreak that we all felt when Jesus announced that one of us, His friends, would betray Him. How could that be? Who would dare betray their own friend? We all questioned, is it me? Is it me? Desperately hoping it was not. As everyone else talked among themselves, I leaned over to Jesus and asked quietly, "Who is it that will betray you, Rabbi?" His answer was simple, "The one who dips his bread in after mine." And that's when I saw it. A hand reached across the table and dipped into the bowl. The hand belonged to Judas Iscariot, Jesus' secret betrayer. Judas? The one who had been with us for so long? Who had witnessed the miracles Jesus had done? It was he who would betray Jesus? I watched as he walked out, making no announcement as to where he was going, and no one else questioned his absence. Soon after Judas left, Jesus carried on with our dinner. He lifted up the bread towards heaven and gave thanks, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body that is given for you." So we took the bread and did as instructed, not realizing how powerful the moment that we were experiencing truly was. Then after, he raised the cup and gave thanks, saying, "This is my blood that is poured out for many as a sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." That supper would be the last meal we had with him before he died. Jesus asked Peter, James, and I to follow him to a garden in Gethsemane where we would keep watch as he went to pray. I had never seen Jesus like he was that night. His face was full of sorrow. His hands were shaking, sweat rolling down his forehead like drops of blood. He was tormented by his own thoughts. He walked through the garden and eventually fell to the ground, saying, "Father, if it is possible, please take this cup from me." Jesus knew the gruesome death he had to die in order to save those he loved, and he was scared. He begged his Father to take it away from him so that he wouldn't have to suffer nor carry the weight of this burden any longer. Yet, at the end of his prayer, he took in a deep breath and said, "Not my will, but yours be done." Footsteps of Roman soldiers were heard in the distance, being led by Jesus' betrayer. With great fear, Peter, James, and I watched as Judas greeted our Lord with a devious kiss, sealing the deal for the soldiers to seize him. They violently took hold of his arms and stole him away. And though Peter tried to stop them, it was Jesus who protested against his rescue. He gave the soldiers permission to drag him away, throwing him into the hands of men who would decide his fate.
Son of God, in all his innocence, here walking in the dirt with you and me. He knows what living is. He's acquainted with our grief. Man of sorrows and son of suffering. Blood and tears. How can it be? There's a God who weeps. There's a God who bleeds. Oh, praise the one who would reach for me. Hallelujah to the Son of Sons. Your cross, my freedom, your stripes, my healing. All praise, King Jesus. Glory to God in heaven.
Your blood is still speaking. Your love is still reaching. All praise, King Jesus. Glory to God forever.
Closer than we've ever been. Oh, we will remember. To the one holding the needle, to the one holding the knife, to the one who feels invisible and lost the light inside those eyes, to the one stuck in the balance between hopelessness and life, there is room at the cross for you. There is room. There is room at the pew. There is room at the table, a place for me and for you. It's not about being someone else. There's healing in being true. There is room at the cross for you. To the one holding the bottle, to the one holding the band, to the one lost in the vapors of working hard to please fake friends, to the one who seeks acceptance from the fickleness of man, oh, there is room at the cross for you. There is room at the altar. There is for me and for you. It's not about being someone else. There's healing and being true, and there is room at the cross for you. Oh, though millions have come, there's still room for one. Cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross.
I was 16 years old. I went to church on a Sunday night because my parents made me. My mom's somewhere in this room. And I was sitting all the way on the back row in blue jeans and a t-shirt, as rebellious as I could be. Didn't care about what my parents said, didn't care about what God said, didn't care about any of it. I was having the time of my life, partying and doing what I wanted to do. Something got a hold of me. I know now it was the Holy Spirit. And it was as if I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit, not in an audible voice, but inside voice, say, tonight or never. You either obey me this night or you will miss my will for your life. I think the thing that I want to say to you today, that one red drop of that blood on the map of your life can change everything. Everything that was overtaking your family, everything that was overtaking your life, every addiction, every bondage, every shame, every guilt. When the blood of Jesus, that one red spot hits the sole of your heart, suddenly the blood begins to cleanse every part of you. And the blessings begin to flow from generation to generation. The curse is broken. And he wants to give somebody listening to me today online, in this room, in overflow, wherever you're watching, he wants you to experience the power of one red drop of blood that can forgive your past, give you a past forgiven, give you a purpose for living, and give you a home in heaven and eternal life. It can be yours today. Everybody pray this prayer out loud. Say these words online. Those of you watching by television, say it all over the world. Pray this out loud. Everybody pray it with them. Lord Jesus, I surrender. I give you my life. I believe in you. I fall at your feet and I confess you as my Savior and my Lord. You deserve the best of me. You deserve all of me. I give you my mind. I give you my soul. I give you my spirit. I give you my body. I'll carry your cross. I'll tell the world who you are in my life. One red drop of blood changes everything. I am forgiven. I am a child of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your very body began to bring out of the silence. The roaring lion declared the great has no claim on me.
Power of your testimony is incredible, and it blesses us so much to know that this program is changing lives. So there's a number on the screen. You can go on our website. There's free resources, a 21-day devotional that'll help you take the next steps in your journey with Jesus Christ. In our closing moments this Easter season, I want to thank you for your amazing support of this ministry. We do three things when you give. We continue to preach the gospel all over the world. We produce inspirational resources with the resources you send. And we go above and beyond to support life-giving projects, just like the emergency center that we're building in northern Israel. My announcer is going to tell you what you can do to be a partner with this ministry.
The leader of Hezbollah is amplifying his threats over the maritime dispute.
فوق العوض تحت العوض ننزل عليهم من السماء من علو أمطار.
In northern Israel, there is a threat emerging. Hezbollah, the Iranian-backed terrorist organization, is planning its next war on Israel. At this moment, Hezbollah has over 150,000 missiles aimed at Israel, as well as underground tunnels which they have threatened to use to kidnap and murder Israelis and invade northern Israel. In case of an emergency, these Israeli families must travel over an hour to get to the nearest hospital. That is why Jensen Franklin Media Ministries is stepping up to build the JFMM Northern Israel Emergency Center. There is a real threat of war starting at any moment, and if war breaks out, the Northern Israel Emergency Center will be a major asset to protect Israelis and save lives.
When you give to a project like this, it blesses the Jewish people of Israel. And when you do that, God said in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3, I will bless those that bless you, Israel, and I will curse those that curse you. Made that promise to Abraham, and you can be a part of that blessing today. Get in on it.
Together, we are bringing comfort to the nation of Israel. Call now or go online today.
It's more than noise when you praise the Lord, because His blood has made you righteous. His blood has taken the shame and the guilt. His blood has redeemed you. He hung on that cross. So make some noise and say, Jesus. Jesus, you are my refuge. Jesus, you are my hiding place.
This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.